The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dead in Hip Hop, Single Sunday, FN Code, next ones. FN Code is an up and coming artist that reached out to me on IG. He wanted to know our thoughts and opinions on the track, and I said, hey, we'll do this as a single Sunday on Dead End Hip Hop Podcast. So here we are. He sent it to me. I responded. Look, man, I'm trying to be more communicative on IG. I didn't know about the hidden messages thing. So if you listen to our DE365 series a couple of weeks ago, I went in detail how I even found out about it. But I'm doing my best to reach out to all of the artists and all of the people that have recommendations. And here we go, FN Code. The only thing I can find on the internet is that he is an up-and-coming artist from Rhode Island. I don't know what Rhode Island music sounds like. But I do like this, Ken. This is, you know, I like this genre of R&B. I feel like I'll put him in that same category as, like, Giveon. You know, I could hear, like, a Burna Boy on this, you know, because of the style of, you know, the production on here. I like it. It's very vibey. You know what I'm saying? This is something that sounds like vacation music, something that you can listen to passively when you got people, you know, at the house and stuff like that. I like it. You know, his voice is a little, how do I describe it? It's unique. Mm-hmm. It's a little scruffy, gruffy, and a little off key. In the right ways. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I do like it. I'm interested to see what, you know, what other things that he comes out with. Now, I see that they do got an EP, FN Code and St. Marvis, I think, or Mars. It's called Catalyst. So we may have to dive into that to kind of get a more understanding of the artistry behind FN Code. But for as a single, I like it. You know what I'm saying? This sounds like it keep playing on the radio. Sounds very accessible. It sounds like you should have tremendous success with this joint. You know what I'm saying? So I like it. I fuck with it.
Yeah, when I saw it and I played it, I was like, okay, what is this song? Mm-hmm. Especially after it finished, I was like, okay, what did I just listen to? Because I don't know, you again, I'm looking at the cover and I'm like, dang, this can't be rap, and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I think the second or third time I kind of adjusted to it, and you know, I think it's, you know, in the lane of that future melodic electronic type stuff that we're getting now in terms of music. And I think it is, my takeaway is, catchy enough that it'll stick in people's head, especially with the beat and the way that the singer is kind of like in and out and not really singing, but just kind of there and kind of functions close to an instrument on here as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like that because it adds to the aesthetic and to the vibe of what the song is. Like, and I think that that's the beautiful thing about artistry, right? Like, sometimes people overdo it. Oh, I got to fill in all this space. No.
It's very minimalist.
It's very minimalist. And it works. Mm-hmm. You know, one artist, and I know I've been bigging him up too. He's climbing up my list. I just need more work. But Kenny Mason. I think Kenny Mason has a very good ear of, let me not overdo this. Let me add my thing and let the beat do what it does, you know? And I think FN Code did a real good job here. You know, another artist that I feel that, you know, in the same vein, a little different. Obviously, I have not dove into his catalog, so I really don't know who he is. But I could hear, like, Kid Cudi on this. Like a remix with Kid Cudi. I could hear a remix with Drake on here. There's a lot of artists that I feel that can jump on Weeknd could jump on this thing and make this into a a whole nother thing. So, you know, I like it. I really like it. I'm excited to see what else they do. Because this is categorized under hip hop rap.
It is.
So if you are a hip hop rapper, but you can also do this, then that means that the range of your artistry is relatively big.
If the rapping is good.
If the rapping is good.
So,
you know what I'm saying? So we'll dive in. We'll dive in. But Ken, do you have any other thoughts? Anything else you would like to share?
No, I'll say it's accessible and catchy. I think when you make singles, when you make songs, depending on what where you want to be, underground or mainstream or whatever, you need that, especially on the mainstream, more than anything else. And yeah, I agree. I could be in a damn department store and hear this shit playing in the background easy. So I think it has opportunities for placement.
Yes. In places. And remix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remix. Like, this is like, this track is wide open for a plethora of artists to hop on and give it, you know, new life. But yeah, look, man, I fuck it with it. FN Code, hey, we gonna jump into your catalog, bro. We appreciate it. Again, hit us up on IG, hit us up on Twitter, interact with us, send us your recommendations. But you know what it is, man. Next single Sunday, we'll have another single for you. We out. Peace.
Peace.